And Kathy Dawes now, along with Kurt Herman, wearing a little bit of a different hat. He's the founder of Walking the Heartland, and of course a group that you really founded, I guess, earlier this year. We had chatted, I think, back in February about this group, and it has grown.
It has, yes, and thank you for bringing me in. And first of all, I'd like to thank you, or congratulate you and Dave, for you guys won the Best Newscast of the Year award again, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the things like this that what makes you guys so great is you bring it, make the community aware of what's going on, and I think you really help a lot.
Well, thank you so much, Kurt. When we talked, and you know, there's some history here, and maybe why you founded Walking the Heartland. There's a reason there's the word heart in there, and I'll let you explain.
Yes. Well, about 3 years ago, I had a heart attack. We call it heart episodes, which is not quite, didn't sound so bad, but and through my experience, you know, I mean, doctors and nurses, I mean, obviously they saved my life, and they were the heroes in the beginning of my story, but I kept thinking, I wish I could talk to somebody who had been through what I have, and there just really isn't anything out there or nobody around, you know, that, I mean, I'm sure there's other people that had been through what I had, but there was no group or no type of organization that could maybe fill that need. And so I was talking to a friend of mine, C.A. Quinn, and he had actually April Fool's Day, right after I had my heart attack, he had to go have a triple bypass surgery. And after he had that, I had gone over to his house to visit with him and kind of, you know, talk him through and just kind of let him know that he's going to be okay. And so after that experience, we both kind of got to thinking that, you know, we really need to start up a group. And with the help of my cardiologist, which I know this is going to be a lot of shameless plugs here, but Dr. Renawera, you know, he's a fabulous cardiologist, and he kind of helped me guide us through the process. And we had our first meeting last February. We had four people come to that first meeting. We had our last meeting Tuesday, and we had 26 members show up.
And that is exciting, too. And, yes. I mean, there's so many different heart-related issues, too. Kind of the gamut with your group currently, or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's quite interesting that nobody has had the exact same issue, but we've all, I mean, the one thing we all have in common, we all had a life-threatening experience. But, you know, we have, you know, people, we have one guy that has six stents that have been put in his heart, and there's quite a few people with stents. There's a few people with pacemakers. We've had some quite a few bypass surgery patients, and I have a device in my chest. It's a cardio defibrillator it's in my chest, and so it's a really great diverse group, and one important piece I think that I'm really trying to include is the caregivers. I think it's important to include them also. You know, I think they kind of feel left out and like they're kind of left on an island, and they're kind of forced to, you know, it's a life-changing experience. If your spouse or loved one has a heart attack, you kind of have to, you know, food is different, their lifestyle is different, and, you know, help them get through that too. I think one of the best things about the whole group is we have one lady in there that she's 92. She actually had a heart valve replaced when she was 60. So I think that's one of the best things about the group is that we, you know, we can kind of see that, you know, I mean, because you really don't know when you're laying there in the hospital. You don't know. I didn't know if I was even going to walk out of there. I mean, my heart was, you know, functioning at about 25% of what it should have. And I really didn't know if I was even going to survive it. Then you get into this group and you see people that have not only survived but thrived for over 30 years. So I think that's one of the biggest things that we get out of the group.
It has to give you a sense of hope. Now, you shared with me before we went on air what your slogan is, and it's just wonderful, if you don't mind sharing with our audience.
Yes, yeah. The slogan that I came up with for our group, and I think it's a very bold statement, but I think we want to really live up to that, and it's the doctors saved our hearts, but walking the heartland saved our lives. And I think that kind of sums up what we do, it's been very, very good, very good thing for the community, I think.
Say someone's interested. Tell us more about when you meet where and types of things you cover.
Okay. Well, we meet the last Tuesday of every month. Of course, now with the holidays in here, and the last Tuesday of this month is the day after Christmas. We typically meet the last Tuesday of every month. The meetings always start at 5 o'clock. I keep it to 1 hour. I think if the meetings were 2-3 hours, people would tend to not come to those. So we keep it for an hour. We meet at the UCC building. It's across the street from Redina's up there on Claflin. It's the University Christian Church, I think is the name. But they have a new meeting center there, and they let us use that at no charge. So I think it's awesome that that's available to us.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, it's amazing to me that there isn't really a support group out there. I mean, there are support groups for folks with cancer. There, you know, the different diabetes type related groups. There's all kinds of different groups, but not one for heart related matters.
Well, yeah, not here. If you could Google heart support groups, or heart patient support groups, and there's thousands of them nationwide, but there's nothing in the Midwest. There's nothing really in the state of Kansas or Nebraska. It's just, I was really surprised by that, too.
And you're so right. I mean, when you go through, and having been through cancer, I know a bit of what you're talking about. There's a part of you that wants to share with other people that have gone through some of the same things, and some of your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions. And what a perfect way to be able to do that.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting, too, because I keep track of everybody that's in the group and what their condition is, and I share their phone numbers and addresses with each other. And so some of them, have three of them now that have started a walking group, because that's one important piece, I think, for heart recovery, no matter what your level of recovery is. It's you got to do something. You got to exercise. You got to do something. You don't have to go out and run a marathon, but just walk around the block or just get up and so that's critically important. So some of the members have just kind of gone out on their own and kind of created, like, say, has a walking group, and some other ladies kind of get together for lunch once in a while. And so I think it's kind of developed a great friendship between people with similar problems.
Now, I've known you a lot of years, Kurt, but I honestly don't know. I mean, did it change your lifestyle quite a bit when you went through this?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it's one piece about it that's very it's kind of hard to really talk about it, but there's a certain amount of PTSD. There's some stress that goes with it, and there's always a slight risk of depression. Because after I went through my experience, for about 2 months, I was just kind of told to just take it easy and just, get out but I couldn't even hardly walk into my driveway when I first, got out of the hospital. And then just over time, I just, walked a little more every day, and I'm fine now. But, your diet changes, cut back on the salt I think though that's why this group is important. I think we, in fact, once in a while we'll take turns. Somebody will bring in a dish or some, cookies that are heart healthy. And we also, we actually will bring in some guest speakers. We've brought in a nutritionist, Leslie Graves. She's a dietitian. There's a difference. She came in and talked to our group and really informed us about how to read labels because the standards are so low to be able to put heart healthy on a product. So you still have to read the labels even though it says it's heart healthy.
And I would imagine, too, and then you're kind of a support group, but I don't know if you get into perhaps awareness for others out there, too. You were sharing your story, and I know you have it on your website, but you were sharing the fact that you kind of were in a little bit of denial for at least that first hour or two when you were noticing some symptoms, and I think a lot of people face that.
Yeah, it's... I think everybody, first of all, remembers what they were doing and where they were when it happened to them. But most of the time you're like, you just don't think, oh, I'm fine. I'll just lay down and I'm just tired CA, my friend, he had a lot of heartburn, and didn't think much of it. And he went in to do a stress test and they decided he needed a stent. And when they were putting in the stent, he flatlined. And they had to fly him to Topeka and had a triple bypass in about 2 hours. And so, yeah, you really don't know. I think that's one of those unknown things that just all of a sudden you're just, and it's not very forgiving either. Once it hits you, you're down.
And boy, that heart is pretty crucial. It's probably the most important organ in the body, quite frankly. So.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah. But I fervently believe that, staying positive and in our group, we don't allow any, negative comments. We don't talk about, how painful something was. If somebody has a procedure coming up, we can talk about it as a group, but, you know, we never mention about, you know, I think it's, you know, staying positive and, you know, here's how, after I had the procedure, I felt so much better. It's always, you know, to me, it's always the recovery piece. It's not, we never talk about, I don't think it's helpful to talk about how painful or how awful an experience is.
Well, before we wrap up today, and obviously people want to get more information, I know you have business cards now even, so you're not afraid to give out your phone number apparently, but anything you want to share with people that way?
Well, our website is walkingtheheartland.com. It's all just, and we've had the website out for maybe about a month now. The card, I've had some criticism from people, but it's a pretty plain card, as you can see. But excuse me. But I've been going around to the cardiologist offices in town, and I've been giving them all a stack of cards and kind of explaining to what we're doing and what our group is. And that's another piece that we've added to is we will do hospital visits. So if somebody goes in with a condition like I had, and then the doctor can contact me and that's the reason we came up with the card concept, because of HIPAA and all the rules, doctors really can't give patients' names to me, but they can give my name to their patients. And so the hope is that I've done a few hospital visits too, where somebody's gone in with a heart incident and just want to talk to somebody, and so I've gone in and visited with them, and so we've got four of us now that are going to be doing the hospital visits when it's requested.
What a wonderful way to share too. That's great. Yeah, I hadn't known you were doing that.
Yeah.
Well, again, it's been a pleasure to have with us today, Kurt Herman, and you meet again on the which Tuesday of the month?
Well, it's
as
the
you
last.
Said, it's different this time because of the holidays.
Right. Yeah. The it's the last Tuesday of every month, but since the next last Tuesday is the day after Christmas, so our next meeting is actually January 23rd, and it'll be at 5 p.m. at the UCC building.
Very good.
And, but yeah, if anybody's interested, you know, you can get on our website. It's walkingtheheartland.com. I don't know if it'll show up under Google search yet. It's too new, but anyway. But, you know, call K-Man or call, you know, your cardiologist. Hopefully I've hit all of them by now, and so they could – if you ask them about it, hopefully they'll give you my card and we can get together.
Very good. Well, again, Kurt Herman, founder of Walking the Heartland, appreciate him coming in and sharing today. We're going to take a break and we come back. And I know she's already out there, Kansas State University Associate Professor of Political Science, Carla Martinez-Machine, going to be talking about a big grant recently and some research she's doing. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Over the past 10 years, we at Ready Systems have been providing technology solutions for homeowners and businesses all around Kansas. People shared with us that they choose us because every team member at Ready Systems takes great pride in delivering the best experience every step of the way. Sales, scheduling, project management, and service will always be here with a helping hand from the moment you reach out to us. Whether it be for your home or business, know that partnering with the team at Ready Systems will provide you the best experience in Kansas, because Ready cares.
Ready Systems may specialize in creating smart spaces for your home and office, but our greatest strength lies not with our technology, but our people. Hi, I'm Sean. Here at Ready Systems, we don't have customers. We have friends